Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
I need a doctor. Call me a doctor. I need a doctor, doctor, to bring me back to life.
I think I'll have some breakfast wine.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Are you recovering from a hard workout?
Yes. Am I still breathing heavy?
I don't know. Give it to me again. Do you ever catch yourself breathing through your mouth and then you question what kind of person you are? Because I've done that before.
I haven't. I have seen people mouth breathe and I'm like, what is wrong with them? I'm talking about my family.
I don't think that I do it all the time, but sometimes I do it. And then I'm just like, am I a mouth breather?
I mean, I guess I have, but it's always been for a good reason. Like after a workout or I'm congested.
Have you ever woken yourself up snoring?
Yes, but I was sick.
Yeah. I'm not a snorer like on a daily basis.
Me neither.
But sometimes I can get down with the snoring. And then I'm a hypocrite because I hate sleeping with my husband for the same reason.
Me too. Yeah, Josh is a terrible, terrible. I mean, I've talked about Josh hitting me before in his sleep. He sleep hits. But not only that, he's a terrible, terrible snorer. So loud that I mean, he could probably break glass or something. But I hate it so bad. And I don't care. When I do it, I'm sick and you should feel bad for me.
Exactly.
Like, you should feel sorry. You are a bad person for snoring, but I snore because you should feel bad for me.
Okay. I hate to say this. I feel bad for saying this, but my favorite thing that Josh does is hit you. Now, it's only in y'all sleep and it doesn't happen all the time.
And it's not on purpose.
But I love the fact that he hits you and then says, what does he say?
Well, I mean, usually it's
he doesn't
jumbled.
Remember.
No.
Yeah.
When he's doing it, he's usually fighting in his dream and he's jumbling words together. Sometimes it's just syllables and doesn't even make any sense. And I mean, no, he has no memory of it the next day.
I love that. I absolutely love that.
And he's only done it like a handful of times.
And I actually have a story involving my husband snoring that we're going to get to. I did something so mean last night. So, yeah, so cruel. But first, hi.
Hi.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She started seeing a life coach and plans eating more healthy. But first, Lacey will need to eat all the junk food and drink all the wine in the house so it's not there to tempt her anymore.
I put a good dent in my stuff last night. I'm not going to lie. And with me today, she is my best friend. She's witty. She's thrifty. And today she was a little trashy. And I just unfriended her children in life because they don't like one of the best movies. Her name is
Amy Nichols. I'm sorry. I'm sorry they don't like it. It's maybe too 80s for them. They can't appreciate the classics from our generation.
Okay, but the movie that I'm talking about is Beetlejuice. And I still stand behind Beetlejuice. Sure, there's some movies from back in the day that you can't watch anymore because the cheese factor is there. Mm-hmm. They don't update it to Blu-ray. And, you know, right. The quality is just so bad. Beetlejuice, though, I think is timeless. I can still watch Beetlejuice now as an adult and love it and appreciate it. And I'm just so into it.
Maybe it's one of those that you have to watch several times before that they can appreciate it. I've never finished it. You know, I watched it for the first time. You gave it to me for a Christmas gift, one of the first years that we met.
Because you told me you had never watched
right.
the movie.
Yeah,
so I tried to help you out in life.
Yeah, thank you so much.
But you never even finished it.
Well, I was watching it with my kids. I think you told me it was a good family movie, which it could be. I don't know, because they didn't want to finish it, so we turned it off.
I was about to say I'm going to unfriend you in life, too, but I can't do that because then what would happen to our podcast?
Yeah, well, I would die.
Most importantly, what would happen to my life? My life would be sad without you.
Mm-hmm. You'd need some serious coaching.
But most importantly, loose lips and childbearing hips. Come on now. So we had a couple tweets I wanted to tell you about, Amy. We had a tweet from Forever fan Gary Ball tweeted us and said, I like that y'all have no filter. Y'all are so awesome. Mm. Thank you, Gary. We always love your feedback. And this name I will not stumble on. Paco Lorenzo.
Ooh.
Because you know how last podcast we were doing Battle of the Best because I just realized that I was better at everything.
Not everything.
Yeah. So we had said we had the intro off contest, which I won by a landslide.
Because you cheated.
Billions upon billions of people weighed in and I won. And then we said we were going to keep it going and people could just leave feedback on our socials or whatever. So Lorenzo tweeted us and said, Amy is winning. Lacey, you feeling competitive. LOL.
Yay.
And I tweeted him back and I said, yeah, Amy's also not on Twitter, so I still win.
Thank you, Paco.
But there's a lot of stuff I wanted to talk about. First of all, you mentioned in the intro, as of today, I have a life coach.
Yes. That's exciting.
It is exciting, but I'm kind of worried because we make a side part non-profitable living off of our negativity. So like, what is going to happen if I have a changed outlook on life?
Well, what does it consist of? Did you have like a consultation, right? So what was it all about?
It was about, and I feel kind of bad because I overheard somebody talking about life coach and I'm like, what? I want one. And then ends up, the person came up here and it's somebody that we know and she's training for it. So she's doing people for free. And so I sort of invited myself and then I felt bad and I had asked, I'm like, do you mind? I mean, we're not doing it together and I'm not naming any names on purpose.
Right.
But we're not doing it together or anything. But I was just like, I didn't mean to invite myself into your thing. And she's like, no, absolutely not. So I went in there and I'm like, yeah, well, my life's in shambles and I'm a really negative person. So what can I do to change that? So we'll see. Another thing I did for my first time ever. I got a physical yesterday.
First time?
First time. Well, my mom says I probably got them in school, but my first time as an adult.
Right. For athletics or whatever, you have to get them for sports.
Girl, and I didn't do any of that.
I didn't either. I'm not judging. I'm not.
I might have done like just checkups for school, but I never had to do sports or anything like that. I was as useless as I am now, but just smaller. So I had my physical yesterday, and I didn't get to eat. You have to fast for your blood work. Even though I've done juice cleanses before, I guess I was like prepared to do that. And this, they just told me I had to do it. So I had dreams about food. I woke up, my stomach was making noise by the time I woke up, just like, feed me.
I mean, it was almost 24 hours, right? Because you had dinner at 6 the night before and your appointment wasn't until the afternoon the next day.
Yeah. Which That's isn't 24 crazy. Hours.
It's close. I mean, it's 20 hours. I said close to. I didn't say exactly 24 hours.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
Good God.
I was able to move up my appointment. So I did get in a little bit earlier, but I dressed the part. I didn't know if I was going to have to run or anything like that. Like I meant to get healthy beforehand. And then
how much notice did you have?
I booked this a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
But then I went to Disney. And then I meant to be good after Disney. And then I kind of forgot, kind of didn't want to, whatever.
You're in
I just continued.
Mode.
Yeah, I continued on my vacation mode well past while I was at home. And I didn't get healthy. So I was so afraid that the doctor was going to expose me because I pretend to be this healthy person. And I'm all like, oh, you should do this and you should do this and don't eat this and do this workout. And then I don't do any of it. And I was afraid they were going to expose me. So I come in my sporty clothes because I'm like, yeah, I'm going to run. I'm going to win this thing. It's a physical and I still want to win it.
Another competition.
I know. I didn't have to run. I came in with my medical history, which for me is a huge deal because I never know what to say whenever they ask medical history. I didn't talk to my dad, my real dad, and I don't really know a lot of family medical history from that side. And then my mom just got a lot, so I can't ever remember. So my mom actually texted me my medical history, and I saved that for the future. But I told them, hey, I have my complete medical history. Like, they didn't care. And I'm like, no, you need to write this down. Like, this is a big deal. I studied for this. I need you to put this in your notes.
I need an A+.
So they did. And I also took pictures of all the pills that I take because I just take a couple of things, but then I take a lot of vitamins. They didn't care about that either. And I'm like, yeah. So it was really underwhelming. Yeah, they took my blood. But I noticed something yesterday, though. And whenever I brought it up to my husband, he was just like, I can't believe you. Do you ever lie to your doctor?
I have.
What do you lie about?
Well, the kid's doctor I've lied to when they were little because they always want to know about nutrition and stuff. And I really am a good mom. And I didn't lie about how many egg sandwiches they ate or whatever. But like, you'd have to be very specific on like, my kids eat 4 ounces of green vegetables every day. And I mean, like, I don't know that stuff and I want to sound good. So I'm probably stretched the truth a little bit. But yeah, I totally fibbed.
I do lie to my doctor, though. And I want to know, who honestly answers how much they drink?
Oh, I don't know. I probably was honest the last time I was asked, just because I don't know. I don't drink too much.
No, and it's not, and I don't either. I don't think that I drink too much, but I do drink often, though. Yeah. I like to have my wine at night, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't get snot slinging drunk. I'm not blacked out taking shots at the bar. I don't do any of that kind of stuff, you know?
And it's also a scale, usually, that they give you, right? Like 0 to 1 drinks each week, or 3 to 10 drinks each week or something. It's like really big scales, and it's not an average thing, you know. Other weeks are harder than others, and you'd have a few more drinks than you normally would.
If your doctor asked you, how much do you drink on an average basis, what answer would you say?
If I can make it my own, or he gave me scales, I would say that I have under 10 drinks a week.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I said 6.
A week?
Yeah.
Oh, I say 6 too.
Well, I said 6, and then whenever I came home, I asked my husband, I was like, do you tell the doctor how much you drink? And he's like, well, yeah, you don't want to lie to your doctor. Why? And I was like, well, because I wanted to impress him. So 6 sounds, it sounds fine. And the doctor told me, he said, women are supposed to have a glass of wine, or it's okay to have a glass of wine a day. So keep it 7 or under.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, whenever I told my husband that I told him 6, he goes, 6 in a day? And I was like, no. And he just started laughing at me. And I do not drink 6 a day. But how do you even measure your wine? Well, like, are you supposed to do the little wimpy pour like they do at the restaurant? Or if I fill up my wine glass like the adult that I am, then is that counted as 2 drinks?
Probably. Yeah.
Well, then I officially have no idea. But I'm embarrassed because this is one thing that I'm going to be exposed about because they took my blood. So whenever my blood is straight up wine, they're going to know that I'm lying about drinking 6 glasses, a week.
It doesn't stay in your system that long, does it?
I don't know. They're taking blood. That sounds pretty official.
I'm not a doctor, so I have no idea. Well, my first lady part appointment, I went for birth control. Mm-hmm. I had a steady boyfriend who's now my husband, and the doctor checked me out. All was fine, and he told me to start birth control when I started my next cycle. And I waited, and I waited. Nothing happened. And I later had my beautiful daughter, Morgan, so that was a huge backfire. I mean, I planned to start, you know. It just didn't happen.
Oh, Amy, you could have taken the morning after pill, silly girl.
Oh, stop. And I was in denial for so long with it, you know, like a long time. I just didn't want to accept it. I was young.
How young were you?
I was 19.
That is a teenager.
I was a teenager.
You were a teenage mom.
But I was 20 when I had her.
Still doesn't count.
I was a grown up for sure.
I have a proud gyno moment.
Yeah. You're thinking about whether or not you want to share.
My proud gyno moment was the first time when they asked me how many partners I had and I said one. It took me a minute and I was like, I don't know if I've ever said that. Now, don't get me wrong, it wasn't a lot of numbers, but I mean, you're young, you're single. I was. I'm saying you're. Yeah. I'm projecting my sluttiness on you. But yeah,
okay.
I was young, I was single. There may have been more than one boyfriend throughout the year, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I didn't lie.
You didn't lie on those?
About the numbers, no. No, because the doctor needed to know. If I'm doing stuff, then the doctor needs to know if they need to counteract what I'm doing with stuff, which that also never happened. But also a proud gyno moment. I never got bad news at the gyno. I should say that
That's
as well.
Fantastic.
Okay, well, moving on to my number one now. My husband, Jeremy, is an awful snore. And he had been gone for a while. He just recently came back home. He was away working for a little bit and he came back home. And I'm so happy to have him home. I am. But we're watching TV, but we're watching TV last night and he fell asleep in the middle of the show. Well, while he's sleeping, he's snoring and he's snoring so loud that whenever I got up and went to bed, I didn't mess with him while he was asleep on the couch
because he's been
working so hard. So I just let him sleep. But then whenever I got up and went to bed, I did not wake him up and tell him to go to bed with me.
Did he have to get up in the morning or anything?
No. I mean, it was fine. He was in bed whenever I woke up this morning, but I was like, man, I should be a good wife and wake him up and tell him to go to bed. And then he can sleep comfortably and, you know, be in bed and stretched out. And
yeah, I have two ways to view it. So if me and Josh are watching a show and we're both invested in the show and you're falling asleep and you're snoring, you're the one at the loss. Like, you're missing out on the show. I'm going to continue watching it, but you cannot snore because now I'm not going to be able to enjoy it to its full possibilities. You just be quiet and go to bed is what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But or if I do feel a little bad for him because he is working very hard, especially in the summer, he's in the pool industry, I will, you know, make sure that I want him to get the good rest that he needs. Don't leave him on the couch. I'll stop the show and he needs good rest in the bed and stop snoring on the couch. So either way, whether I'm mad at him or not, he needs to not be sleeping on the couch.
Oh, period. Well, I left him on the couch because I didn't want to hear him snoring in bed.
Well, you did it for a good
reason. So, I didn't want him snoring next to me in bed. So I just left him on the couch and I didn't turn off the TV because I was afraid if I turned off the TV, that would wake him up. So I found a good movie. You should show your kids this one if you haven't before. Mrs. Doubtfire. I put it on Mrs. Doubtfire. That way, if he happened to wake up and be like, what am I doing on the couch? Then he'd see Mrs. Doubtfire and he'd automatically be in a good mood. So I did leave a good movie for him to wake up to.
That's so cute.
But I left him on the couch, grabbed the dog. Me and the dog went to bed. And then whenever I woke up this morning, I had taken a nap earlier in the day and I was reading my Kindle. And then whenever I'm done, I just like leave it on the bed or I'll push it up underneath the pillow or put it to the side. Well, I had left my Kindle like right there. I slept on top of my Kindle and didn't even notice because I was done with the physical. So I got to eat and I got to drink a little bit last night. So yeah, I was worried about my husband snoring, waking me up, but I slept right on top of my Kindle and did not move.
So it was not even
long.
Good rest. You were sleeping hard.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, honey, that I let you sleep on the couch all night, but I actually talked to him. I think his snoring has progressively gotten worse, and I think he needs to have the surgery. I think he needs to have a deviated septum surgery. And I know a friend who's done it because I would not advocate him getting a nose job. That's not what I want, but they can like go through your nose and just do it, and it won't change the figure or the shape of your nose.
Right.
So with that, I'd be fine. I'd feel bad if I was like, sweetie, I think you need to get it done. And then it's going to alter his appearance because that's not what I want at all. His nose is incredibly messed up, but it is incredibly cute. He was hit in the face with a hockey stick and his nose is just exactly where it's not supposed to be. But it's adorable.
It's charming.
Owen Wilson. You don't notice. Uh-uh. Nobody notices. So I pointed out to everybody.
I mean, in pictures.
You do notice in pictures?
Sure. When he's wearing a hat.
Only because his hat's crooked because he tries to line his hat up to his nose. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And check us out on our socials, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. We'd love to hear from you. And keep your hips loose.
And your lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
I didn't know I had sleep apnea. My mom told me I had sleep apnea. I was asleep at her house about 6 years ago. Sleeping in the guest room, the same way I always do. Just like this. Ha. Ha. And I woke up. Ha, ha, ha. My mom's at the foot of the bed like this. Oh my God, Joseph, you're dying. I go, Mom, I'm not dying, I'm snoring. Joseph, you have to go to a doctor and get that checkup. Mom, I'm not gonna go to a doctor for snoring. How long are you watching me? That's creepy.